Next application is case number 11393, the application of Eileen P. McCaffrey. The site is located north of Route 26, Vines Creek Road, across from Route 344 being West Road. There's no address available for 911. The tax map ID is District 134, Map 10, Parcel 30.01, requesting a special use exception to place a multi-sectional home that is more than 5 years old. Gentlemen, I received no letters. There have been no letters of support, no letters of opposition. I did receive one mail return. They would like to place an eight-year-old double wide on a 12-acre parcel.
Okay. 12.3. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
My name is John Buck. I reside at 28885 Church Street in Dagsboro.
And is the information, will you swear or affirm the information you're about to give is true?
I did.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, sir.
My name is John Buck. Like I said, I'm here on behalf of my mother, Miss Eileen McCaffrey. She's sorry she couldn't make it here this evening. She was under the weather. We actually are here to try to get a special use exception to place a multi-sectional, double-wide, basically, on our 12-acre parcel. I do have pictures of the dwelling. It was previously at Jim's Hideaway Campground, which is our business down in the Clarksville area that we just recently sold, and we moved the home off of the property.
Okay.
So, but we've had this 12-acre parcel for approximately 12 to 15 years. The dwelling would be placed approximately 1,200 feet off of Route 26. The entire parcel is wooded. It wouldn't even be seen from the road or from any adjacent properties. That's why I'm here, to see if we could possibly do that.
Okay. Do you have pictures?
I do, sir.
Mm-hmm. You would hand them down, please?
I do apologize for the size of these. They're a little on the small side, but I have a tablet here that I could bring up a larger image if.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with Mr. Whitman's got pictures right now, so I'll wait.
While he's while we're looking at those, the driveway is you're gonna have a approximately 1,200 foot driveway through wooded area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There is one existing dwelling out front. We recently had an acre of that subdivided off with that dwelling and had an additional entranceway permitted and put in.
Right, and you meet the width requirements. I see the one being 170 feet wide and the other 179.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Denmark has already approved our septic permits. I do have a plot survey from them. It's the only engineered plan that I have that would actually show the placement of the dwelling on the property, if you would like to see that. It does denote approximate depth.
Is this for your mother, you said?
Yes, it is. Well, my wife and I and our four kids actually live there on the property when we operated the business, and she would stay there with us during the busy season to help run the park. But she lives in a condo in Ocean View, and substantially when we sold the property, we had the option to retain the home or sell it outright. We didn't want to see it demolished because it's fairly a brand-new home. It was a fairly expensive home, I might add, too. It's not a typical double-wide in that respect. It's more of a modular built on a steel frame. When she had that home ordered, it's all 2x6 construction, 9-foot ceilings, drywall, 6-12 pitch roof. It's a home. It's not, that's all I can really say regarding that.
Is it currently on the property?
We actually had it moved off, and it is put in storage about a quarter mile away. Mr. Travellini's has a parcel, and he did call your office to make sure it was okay to store that there temporarily.
And the brick in this picture on the foundation, is that real brick?
Yeah, well, stone that was on top of underpinning is what it was, but that's all been, of course, broken down, but that's what will go back.
That's okay. What will go back?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no vinyl skirting or nothing like that, though.
Appears to have a 16-inch overhang on the end? And
1 foot, yes. All the way around.
Mm-hmm. About a 5-12 pitch roof. It doesn't look, you're right.
I believe it's 6-12.
6-12, but yeah, it doesn't look like a typical double wide.
No, it's not. And that picture there is showing it with the two additions and garage having already been moved, which we're not looking to put back, but it was a fairly large home. The home itself is 32x76, approximately 2,400 square feet. So.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Did you say it's all wooded land?
Yes, sir.
Woods had to get the house in the back, or is already cleared back in there?
We have a spot cleared back directly. It's in the middle, approximately 1,200 to 1,300 feet off of 26.
Could you show me? Could you just come up and show me on this here where you're going to place it?
Sure. As a matter of fact, I have a. Yeah. It's already drawn up on this engineered Denrec plan here.
Good. Can you paste? You have copies of it, or?
No, sir. I don't. This is the only one I have here.
So it's going to sit approximately 400 feet from the back of the parcel.
Correct.
1,200 feet from the front of the parcel.
Correct.
And how wide did you, or long did you say it was?
It's 76 feet total.
So it's going to sit about 75, 80 feet from each side?
Correct.
And that's wooded as well?
Yes, it is.
So essentially you wouldn't see it from anywhere around the property?
Not unless you're trespassing on our property, you can't see the dwelling.
Okay.
And we have no other dwellings bordering our property. Behind us is a very large field, and we know the folks who own that. Next to us is fields as well, on the one, I guess it would be the east side. The west side is another parcel identical to our wooded parcel that is undeveloped.
See that?
And then on the other side of that, there is a development.
Now, can you, from where you intend to place this home, can you see any of the homes in the development?
You can see the roofs when the trees are, when the leaves are off, you know, and in the wintertime.
Okay.
Just a little bit, but I mean it's...
But only over the underbrush?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
It's very minimal, sir.
So you've done all your homework to get this to through Denrec, through the...
Her original plan was actually stick-build a home back on that property, and we did have permits to do that. Being we had this home and had nowhere to put it, really, it was more cost-effective, you know, to why waste that, basically? The development company was just going to demolish it and destroy it.
Right.
So, I mean, why waste? It's
a deal. You had dealt out approval with no problems?
No, sir.
Okay, good. Any further questions, Mr. Hudson?
No. Mr. Morton?
No question.
I have no further questions.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, since this does have to go back to the applicant, the record should indicate that he did provide to the board for its review a site plan or engineered plan dated December 10th, 2013, which indicated a drain field over 1,000 feet from the front of the road, Vine Creek Road, going back to some of the information drawn on here goes back as far as probably another 100 feet as well.
Lawrence says he can photocopy.
Oh, you can? Okay.
I can copy it.
Yes, it'd be a good idea to have it in the record.
It'd be in the record. Take me about 2 minutes.
Okay.
While the opposition speaks.
All righty. I'll wait till you get back.
Just the survey.
Yep. If not, you would lose all that. It would have to go into the record. That's the reason he has to go.
Oh, no okay. Problem.
I'm sure you want that documentation.
I need
that,
yes.
Okay. It'll take you just for a moment, sir.
All right, sir. Would you like me to sit down or just stay here?
Yeah, you can sit right down if you want, just for a minute.
Didn't
you
get any more questions. Thank you.
Thank you,
it's obvious there's opposition. We don't. Chairman, I don't know we need to wait for Mr. Lang.
Okay. All righty. There was no further questions implemented, buddy. Okay. Then again, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. All those that wish to speak in opposition, please come forward at this time to be sworn in. Again, all those that wish to speak. All right, sir, you're up again. You've already been sworn in, so he's...
Thank you.
Name for the record.
Yes.
Just have your name for the record again, sir, again, please.
James Mulliken, Sr. I'm the president of the Homeowners Association, Dogwood Estates, adjacent to the property in question.
Okay.
More of a fact-finding mission, if you will. Constituents in the development are concerned about the number of firing of weapons in that area. And we wanted to see if this particular property had anything to do with that particular incident. It happens quite frequently, and we were told by unknown sources at this point that there was a plan for a firing range, and we were wondering if this particular property had anything to do with that particular incident, which is a concern for the development of Dogwood Estates. That was the concerns that we had when we heard the actual construction of the moving of the building that was in question. That's not really an issue. The property is, I think, adjacent to the one. I have a copy of our map for the development, and it shows very clearly that this is a property that was subdivided at some point in time. It's on the record for the county, and I believe that the property in question is adjacent to that, and we just wanted to confirm that it'd be the issue so that we would be rest at ease, the fact that we don't have to worry about putting bulletproof screens on our porches.
All right, look. He's asking to place a home there, right? And that's your concern is that there would be a firing range there?
That is the information that we had.
Okay.
That there was
the information you had.
Currently, there
true?
Are a lot of mornings early in the morning when they're out there firing
excuse
rifles.
Me, sir.
Okay.
Excuse in that me. Area. Sir, let him finish, then I'll come back to you, Mr. Rickers. Let him finish asking his question.
Okay.
So to put your mind at ease, he would have to appear before this board for a firing range. You would know all about that.
It doesn't necessarily mean that he cannot fire weapons on his
right.
property.
I understand that.
But a firing but range, he would have to come before this board.
Right.
And you would know everyone within 200 feet radius of that property would be notified that he is going to try to put up a firing range, and he would have to come to before this board. So you would know.
Yeah.
Okay, and it'd be advertised in the papers and et cetera. So he could not do something like that without appearing before the county.
Well, that's true, sir, but when you sit there in the morning and hear a number of fires that happened in that area, you have to ask questions, and we were looking for it just for our own security and safety.
Sure, I can understand that, but that may not be, that has nothing to do with him putting a home on there.
You're right, it very much could be. We just want to be reassured that this has nothing to do with that particular situation.
No, at this point, I see.
Nothing to show us that it is, other than him just wanting to put the home on there, sir.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Just to put your mind at ease, you know, you can.
I can put my helmet away and not to worry about it.
So you stated that you weren't in opposition of him putting the home there that's in question?
No.
Okay.
We have no problem
with it. Do you speak for all the others in opposition?
We're the same organization, and
the other none of the others are in opposition of him putting a home there.
Not to my knowledge. Is anybody else?
Okay.
Nobody? Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Primarily the thing, sir.
That's the only issue.
That's the only issue we have. We have no problem with the development of the property. Certainly, they have every right, as do we. So, just want to make sure that. We don't have to wear bulletproof vests.
You'll know about it if he is, believe
sir.
Me. If he does something like that.
Right. Thank you, sir. You can come back up, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then, chair hearing no other opposition, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,393. I believe the special use. Exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties. I believe the neighboring properties have got clarification now on just what this gentleman's going to do. He's going to the application is for a 8-year-old 32x76 double wide on a 12-acre parcel. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,393. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those stated.
Mr. Rickers?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,393 is approved.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate your time.